Maria's muscles tensed as he shouted. She had to do something. Her heart pounded harder with each passing second as her fingers reached up to her knee where her M&P shield was secured in its holster. She slid it out, rested her forefinger along the side of the gun, and clicked off the safety. The man in the law enforcement uniform caught her eye, looked at the gun, and gave her a nod. His eyes communicated to hers behind black-rimmed rectangle glasses. When she hesitated, he nodded again and jerked his head ever so slightly to the robbers. Somehow, she knew he had a plan. He would help her. All they had to do was create enough of a distraction for it to work.
"Look! The police!"
the man shouted, his outburst making the two gunmen turn to the window in a panic. In the 2 seconds he gave her, she aimed for the torso and fired, hitting the first gunman by the door in the shoulder. The man with the glasses lunged toward the other gunman who held the girl, knocking her out of the way. After they moved, Maria hit that gunman in the arm. Two other men who had been in line leapt into action, swiping the weapons from the two robbers and restraining them as their screams of pain filled the air. The hours spent at the shooting range had paid off. She had traded some of her paintings for shooting lessons, and her instructor had told her she was a natural. The man with the glasses looked over at her, admiration in his eyes. The rest of the people in the bank turned to her, thanking her, especially the girl's mother, who ran to her crying, throwing her arms around her in a hug. What if this was reported on the news? What if her face got on TV? After all her hard work, he would find her. This time, Maria didn't know if he would let her live. She had to get out of there. She pried the hands of the girl's mother off her and made a beeline for the door, then slammed into someone. Two strong hands steadied her as she looked up into the face of the man who had helped her. He let her go and said, "I'm Agent Derek Turner from CPDU. I don't usually wear a uniform, but I was on security duty today for an event. It's a good thing you were here. Are you law enforcement? Why are you carrying a concealed weapon?"
"No, I'm not in law enforcement at all. I took lessons at a range. Look, I have a concealed weapons permit."
Maria pulled the permit out of her wallet and handed it to him.
"I just want to be able to defend myself."
"I thought maybe you were in law enforcement. That's why I gave the signal to shoot the criminals." He paused. "You saved that girl's life." "What's wrong?" he asked. His dark hair was gelled stylishly above a short, stubbly beard, and as he looked into her eyes, she felt as though he could see all of her secrets.
"Everything."
She ignored the people thanking her and tried to dart out the door, but two officers blocked her way.
"Wait, miss. We need you to give a statement to CPDU. We need to take you there," one of them said.
Realization that she couldn't get out of this situation washed over her. Panic began to grow within her as she realized this could get her on the news or in public records, and Trevor might see her on the news and figure out where she was. Yes, she had saved the little girl's life, but had she just ended her own?
"Here's your sandwich, ma'am,"
Maria said, setting a plate down for a customer in a booth at the Miss Portland Diner. "Is there anything else I can get you?"
"That's all, thank you," the customer said.
Maria's shift was over. She went out back and hung up her apron, looking forward to going home and taking a hot shower. Today had been one of those days, with several difficult customers. To top it off, she'd spilled a drink on one unforgiving patron, and she'd mixed up a few orders. Her mind had been clouded since the bank robbery. She couldn't wait to eat dinner with Carter. Maybe she'd make some popcorn and they would watch a movie afterward.
"Bye, Karen,"
Maria called out, grabbing her purse and keys.
"Good night, dear,"
said her boss with a smile. Nobody from the news had contacted her since the shooting yesterday. Maria had told CPDU that she didn't want to be in the news or in newspapers. She wanted to keep a low profile. They assured her they'd keep her information confidential from the press, like where she lived and...